She said, "Oh, you rich, rich. Bitch, I graduated. Call me Big Fish." I don't even know where that just came from, but I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in forever. Well, no, it has been forever. And that's crazy because, like, for the past couple Sundays, I've been like, yo, get on there and say something. But my mind, like, it's like I was telling myself to do it, but I didn't feel like doing it. And, y'all, I just want to let y'all know that I was dragged through the mud this past summer. Like, bro, I took 3 summer classes, which was 8 weeks, and them shits was hard. But anyway, they was mad hard, but I was like, nah, I'm going to pass these classes because if I could do this, then I could do anything, and them shits hard. But anyway, I did pass them. Like, I got 3 A's. Like, I'm not surprised. Like, nah. But, yeah, like, they was mad hard, but it was good to actually push myself, and that's what I felt like I literally did this past summer. Like, I had no job, and I was like, nah, so you don't have no job, so you need to pour that energy in it a little bit more. So I poured it into my schoolwork, and, like, I got 3 A's, bruh, like, that quick. And that work, I was so hard, like, I was up all night, and then boom, by the grace of God, I got a job. So I'm just like, yo, what? Like, everything just starting to levitate, and I'm hella grateful, but I had to take that time to actually give myself some self-love and some self-care because regardless of whatever, like, I feel like in general, like, you know, that shit is necessary. And I took a little break from Instagram, and I still feel like I'm taking a break from social media because I feel like social media just literally consumes other things. It's like so many things within myself that I need to work on. Physically, I want to get back in the gym, you know, mentally, kind of like get my mind right and focus on what is best for me to focus on so that I'm able to be emotionally stable and all that other stuff. And then, like, just spiritually, like, I'm on a spiritual journey. I've been on a spiritual journey for, like, 2-3 years now. And I'll be thinking, like, you know, certain things that I need to do moving forward to just remove myself from anything that's not in alignment with what I need to do for myself. So I was like, yeah, let me just delete this social media off of my phone or whatever. And it's like, for a minute, though, I wasn't even noticing it. I'm like, nah, and like, hella people was like, oh, you seen such and such on the gram? And I'm like, oh, nah, I ain't got that shit on my phone. And it's not to say that people who don't have it on their phone are better than people who do have it on their phone. It's not even that. It's just that, like, at a certain point in time, how am I going to focus on myself and on my growth if I'm watching other people? You feel me? Like, it's like, how do I expect to get my shit together if I'm too busy scrolling on my phone looking at other people's shit? And I felt like that's how I was being consumed. Like, my mind was just, like, worried about everything else except for me. And that kind of, like, pushed me towards recording this episode. And I don't even know what I'm going to title it yet, but I'll figure that out at the end. But it's like, I feel like, for real, like, in this world, up until you get to a certain point, you gotta live for yourself. And I think when living for yourself, people associate that with, like, being selfish. And for me, it's like, I'm not even trying to be selfish. I'm just trying to figure out myself completely before I could figure out myself with anybody else. You feel me? Like, whether it's a significant other, a family member, friends, like, anything. It's like, how am I going see what I have to offer if I don't even know sometimes who I am internally? And I think that's what we get stuck at. Like, we get so stuck with thinking, like, we have to be whole with somebody else, or we have to be whole because of a family member. Like, oh, you know, that whole codependency shit. And I think that's what we're gonna title this shit, codependency. And I think the whole mindset of codependency, like, that shit is bad. And it's people don't notice, like, how bad that is. Like, people don't realize that you could really depend on somebody without even noticing that you depending on that person. And, like, for years, like, for me personally, I could say, like, I've always been the person in personal relationships, family relationships, significant other relationships, to be the one to kind of, like, find myself within my partner. And in doing that, I started hindering my growth because I'm like, damn, like, all right, so finding myself and my partner, like, makes me feel like now I look back on it and it's like it was looking as though I'm not complete unless I have somebody else. And for the longest, like, I've been in a relationship and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, yo, when's the last time you actually showed yourself some love and just focused on yourself? And I'm like, damn, like, I don't even remember when the fuck I did that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know, like, what's going on, but I'm like, I don't even remember when the last time I did that. But it's like, it's necessary, you know, because it's like I stay seeing and hearing people say, like, oh, I want to make myself complete and I want to make myself whole for my husband. Or I want to make myself whole and legit for my wife. Or this, that, and third. But it's like, bro, what about making yourself whole for you? It's like you trying to do things to fulfill other people. And like that shit to me, it just doesn't make any sense now. Like back then, like I used to think like that. I used to be like, oh, like I used to try to like see like, oh, what's up with my partner? Why my partner feel like this? And when you find yourself trying to get that energy from your partner and then sometimes or just and your partner is not reciprocated, you'll be feeling like, damn, like, what the fuck I'm doing wrong? You know what I'm saying? Or, like, if you feel like you don't have a good relationship with your parents and you try to, like do whatever you can to, like, please your parents or whoever, however it may apply, and it's not reciprocated, you start looking internally at yourself, thinking that you're doing something wrong. But really, in all actuality, like, bro, it's not you. It's not me. It's just the circumstance or the situation, or necessarily it might just be the person. Like, the thing is that we all have shit in our closet that we need to deal with. And I'm at a point in my life where I'm 25 years old and I'm going through this master's program and figuring out a lot of things, becoming a counselor about myself. It's like, damn, I want to pull that shit out the closet and I want to lay that shit on the table and I want to open each and every one of those things and figure out where I went wrong. Why do I attract these certain people? Why do I attach to these certain emotions? And kind of just decipher how these things apply to my life now like they did before, and kind of figuring out and understanding what I didn't know before that I need to actually implement into my life now to learn more and be a better person within myself. And that brings me, I had to write a paper this past summer for my class. I had to write an autobiography. I had to write a self-care plan. And I had to do a presentation about influential moments. And in all those things, a lot of shit from my past just came up. And I didn't want to face it. Like, then I didn't want to face it, but because I had to do an assignment, I had no choice but to face it, because it's like, damn, if you don't face it, you're not going to get this grade. And when I put my all into something, which is my work, I like to give it everything because I like to see it reciprocated in the grades that I'm receiving. So I'm like, damn, I'm not even trying to face this. Like, I'm not trying to sit here and talk about my autobiography. Like, I done been through hella shit with family, you know, not having my father around, when that pouring out to my relationship. I'm like, damn, I'm not trying to talk about this. But then me writing that paper and, like, excuse me, being able to talk about it, I'm like, damn, like, I'm kind of glad that I did this, because it helped me look at my situation from a completely different perspective. Instead of saying, like, damn, like, you know, all my relationships going to be shitty because my dad wasn't around, it was more so like, damn, you know, now me and my dad, we got a dope ass relationship. That's my nigga. Like, I love him. But it's like, now, instead of making it seem like something it wasn't and being upset about it, take that and use it to your advantage and say, okay, that's not what I want in a person. That's not what I want in a man. I don't want what was reciprocated to me then to happen to me now. And kind of flipping it around and making it better for myself. And in doing that, I had to realize, like, all right, sit back and understand why these things happen to you and look at them as happening for you. And that just kind of helped me open up my eyes and just look at the shit that's going on around me and then kind of just be like, all right, so is this making me spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally happy, or is this situation draining me? And that's what I started to do. Like, I literally, every situation that happens currently in my life, I look at it from that lens. Like, all right, so is it physically making me happy? Is it spiritually making me happy? Is it mentally making me happy? And is it emotionally working for me in my favor? And if it's not, then the shit has to go. And then, but it'd be so hard to just let shit go, because for me, I can always be like, if something ain't working, I'd be like, all right, fuck it, bye. And just let the shit go and just let it dissipate. But it's like, certain times, those things are necessary. But it's funny because, like, before I was about to record this podcast, I was on YouTube and the video with Eartha Kitt came up and she was talking about like love and compromise. And she was like, and the dude, I don't know who was recording it, but he was like, do you feel like you got to compromise? She started laughing. She was like, compromise? Like, what do I need to compromise for? And it's like, that shit sounds so bad. Like, when you go, oh, compromise, it's like, nah, I don't want to compromise. I just want to do shit the way I want to do it, and that's just it. But it's just like, why compromise when it comes to you and what you got going on with other people when they might not necessarily do the same thing? So that just brings me back to, like, that whole codependency and that selfish shit. Like, that's, in order to not be codependent, you have to be selfish. For me, it might just be different for somebody else, but for me, that's how I got it. That's how I feel. That's how I'm looking at it. And you won't have people that be like, oh, you selfish. All you do is care about yourself. All you do is think about yourself. But I noticed that I was never like that. And I didn't like saying that in other people. But now that I'm looking at it, I have to be like that. Because when you like that, for me, I feel like it's going to propel me the way that I need to go. When I just think about myself, think about how I'm going to make myself better. How am I going to do things that work for me in my favor? And like I said, going back to writing the papers, like I wrote a paper and it's called Evolving Into a Better Me. And I literally put in that paper every single thing that I want to do to make myself a better person in all aspects. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm grateful for where I am. I'm proud of who I've become. I'm happy where I'm at in my life. But it's just like, as crazy as it sounds, there's always one more little thing that needs to be added. Like, okay, I got this, but what about this? Or what about this? Or what about this? Just creating myself, just basically recreating myself. And I'm always constantly recreating myself because I know that there's something that I can always add, whether it be knowledge, whether it be a trade, like just anything. Like, I'm always worried about and always thinking about the next thing, because I feel like for me, that's what keeps me going. That's beneficial. And you'll have just people or situations or whatever that tries to kind of deter you from which way you need to be going, but it's up to you to determine as to whether you're going to let these people, place, or things deter you away, or are you just going to have tunnel vision? And for me, I'm on some tunnel vision shit, like, and I don't know where this spurt came from, but I'm glad that it's happening. But like, I'm literally on some tunnel vision shit, and it's probably happened once I seen myself growing in this program, my master's program, but I'm on literally tunnel vision. I don't see and I don't hear anything externally that's going to affect me on whatever goal or whatever end result that I want to see. The only thing I see, only thing I see dead ass is straightforward. I don't see nothing else but just straightforward. And straightforward is every single goal that I have for myself. You feel me? And in doing that, I find myself being hella isolated. And I be like, damn, yo, like, why you so isolated? Like, niggas gonna think something wrong with you. Like, you know, you're not being social. And it's like, I am being social, but I'm only being social with certain people. And it could just be me, because I'm getting into a place where I'm able to read, like, vibes and energies. And if I don't feel that it's genuine, I'm not gonna fuck with you. And that's why I just been kind of in a little isolation, more like on some hermit shit, because I just want to focus on what is important. So that's really like the gist of just everything for me. I just think is for me, or for whoever is listening, like, just worry about focusing on yourself. Because right now I'm noticing that a lot of people are kind of going through, like, everybody's perceptions and internally their thought processes and things like that, they're changing. And I want to say that they're changing for the better, because this, you know, is going to set the course for the next upcoming year. But it's just really like, stay on track with whatever it is that you have to do for yourself. Because if anything that comes in to kind of distort you from your vision or your reality or whatever it is that you see for yourself, there is a likelihood that you're not going to be able to attain what you want to attain in the fullest potential that you need to do so. So I just felt completely inclined to record this, and I'm going to get back into recording my podcast every week because the semester is over and I feel a whole lot better. Probably not going to care about what it is that I'm saying and what I'm putting out there. And I think before I was really worried about, don't say this, don't put that out. But it's like I'm growing and I'm healing myself. And when you grow and heal yourself, my job is to help people grow and heal themselves. So I'm just going to say whatever the hell I want to say. Whoever don't like it, they just don't like it. Whoever want to listen, they'll listen. Who don't want to listen, they'll probably end it. But I mean, you listened this far, so that means clearly you want to listen. But I'm off of that codependency shit, and I'm really on some selfish shit. Not selfish to be, a bitch or whatever, but just selfish to make sure that I'm completely straight and everything that I need to be straight for myself, So thank y'all for listening to this episode, codependency and selfishness. I don't know, whatever. But I appreciate y'all for supporting me. I do see people are listening, so I know that this is some content that's worthy of listening to. And I'm just hella grateful for where I'm at right now, where I'm going in the future. Like, I see the stars shining, everything is aligning, and that's it. I'm out. Thank you so much, y'all. I love y'all.